You're listening to Melanie Cole on Next Trip Radio.
Ciao. Benvenuto. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Next Trip Radio. I'm so glad you could join us today. My guest is Paolo Apolloni. He does driving guide tours in Italy, in Rome specifically, is what we're talking about today. Welcome to the show, Paolo.
Thank you very much.
Now, you will notice as this man is talking, and he sounds almost Southern, and yet he has never come to the States, and he is pure, all-and-out Italian. Your accent is amazing. So tell us, Paolo, and put a little Italian in there about the Spanish steps.
I don't want it to sound disappointing. I can
there
speak
you
like
go.
This if you want me to.
I much prefer. That is great. Tell us a little bit about the Spanish steps, and when you take people around, what are some of the favorite things you do with them?
Well, talking about the Spanish steps, there's one thing that I do that really surprises people. A lot of people don't know that there's actually an elevator that you can take. So when I take people to the Spanish steps, and I take them to the top of the steps and let them walk down, and then I show them how to get the elevator to come back up. And they really enjoy that.
Oh, and that's funny. I never would even think to anything to walking up and down the steps. That's fantastic. Now, just, you know, we don't have enough time on this show to even think about covering the Vatican. But when you take people to the Vatican, are you the guide that walks them through and shows them everything as you go through, and you talk about the artists and Michelangelo? I mean, it's so much to take in.
Exactly, and for some people, it's actually too much to take in one day, especially if they try to include that in a full-day tour of the city. And I do walk people through, and I tell them about Michelangelo, I tell them about Bernini and everything else that there is to know about the place. But the thing is that the place is so vast, just for the Vatican Museums, which you have to go through to get to the Sistine Chapel. We talk about 1,400 rooms, which are all packed with ancient stuff. And somebody has taken the bother of figuring how much time one person would have to spend in the Vatican Museum if he just dedicated 2 minutes to each one of the works of art exhibited in there, and the result was 4 years. So, of course, finally walking through the museums, you finally get to the Sistine Chapel, and luckily enough, they let you get from the Sistine Chapel, they let you exit directly onto St. Peter's Basilica, so you don't have to walk all around the Vatican City walls to get back there, and that would be a half a mile walk, and plus the line to go through the metal detectors to get inside the Vatican, to get inside St. Peter's. And the tour of St. Peter's itself is another hour.
Well, it is, you know, the whole thing is so unbelievable to me. And to the listeners, you know, on Next Trip Radio, we are streaming live worldwide. And right now we're live from Italy with Paolo Apolloni. And, you know, it's amazing to me to think about the Vatican and what really the artwork that is there. So after a long day at the Vatican, seeing Raphael and Michelangelo and all of the things that you can see, where do you take them for eating? Give us
some wonderful
places.
At the end of a tour of the Vatican Museum, if we start in the morning, when we come out of there, it's normally about 1 o'clock or 1:30, so people are not really hungry. They're starving. And I have a couple of little places near the Vatican, and one of the places is Quinto, which I already mentioned earlier, and another one is Soreva, Mrs. Eve.
Mrs. Eve. Okay.
This little place is right outside the tunnel that goes through the hill That's right next to the Vatican. That's the Janicola Hill, which, according to the legend, is the place where they crucified St. Peter. And this little place is run by people that I've known since I was about 16, 17 years old. And they really do some genuine Roman cuisine over there.
Oh, that sounds just marvelous. When do people eat gelato, Paolo?
The people eat gelato, and there are several good places in Rome for gelato, and one of them, traditionally speaking, the best ice cream place in Rome has always been Giolitti, which is right next to the Parliament. It's on a very narrow street that goes off from the Vatican, from the Parliament in the direction of the Pantheon. But if the people want to try some new places right around there near the Pantheon, there are a couple of little places that have opened up and are trying to compete with Giolitti. And unfortunately, I can't remember the name of one of them, neither one of them. But one is on the street that goes from the Pantheon, like with the Pantheon behind your back. There's a street on the right that's, that goes to Piazza della Maddalena. And then continuing a little further on the left, there's one of these ice cream places. And
now,
the other
Paolo,
one that is facing the Pantheon, just to the right of it, there is a tiny, tiny little place that makes very, very good ice cream. And, of course, these are all places that make their own ice cream.
That's the best kind, really. When you drive people around in Rome, do you park and then or do you let them out and then they meet you? Can you park?
Well, it depends. It depends, because there are some places where I really need to go with the people and tell them about what they see. So, like, when we go
to the Colosseum or the Vatican.
I have to go and I have to park the car and go with them. And same when I take the people to the catacombs. By the way, I am one of the very, very few in Rome that does his own tour of the catacombs. Mostly everybody else just pass their clients to the guide of the catacombs, because they take you. They have guides of the catacombs that take you on their own tours. But there's one place where they allow me to do their own tour, and so I park the car and just take the people on a private tour of the catacombs.
Ah, oh, that just is the best way to see it, is to have someone like Paolo take you on these tours. Very personal. He is as Italian as it gets, despite the accent that we hear. You can find out more information about Paolo Apolloni at drivingguide.com, where you can see, you can get the prices of his minivans and sedans. And he's got some wonderful stories on there about his father and how he got into this business. Absolutely adorable. So let's go to Rome. Oh, we love it so much. Thank you so much for listening. Molto grazie. Buonasera, buongiorno. Thank you again. This is Melanie Cole for Next Trip Radio. Stay tuned.